Spike Lee on coronavirus, we were killing this planet, Earth was angry at us. By Hannah Blow on April 11, 2020. Hollywood director Spike Lee suggested that Earth was angry at mankind for going too far and unleashed the Chinese coronavirus pandemic as a form of revenge. Before Corona, after Corona. This is changing everything, the Black Klansman director said during an interview on Sirius XM's The Joe Madison Show. But you know why, the reason, I read an article about it. How pollution is clearing up. Skies are clear. Animals are coming out. I mean, you know, the Earth was angry at us, Lee explained. People may think I'm crazy that I believe it in my heart and soul. That we had gone too far and Earth said, hold up, we gotta change this. Listen below. Lee continued, contending that we were killing this planet and attempting to add a positive spin to mass quarantines. Resulting in roughly 90% of Americans under some form of a lockdown order. The Earth now, the Malcolm X director added, has come alive. And this time that everything was shut down, the Earth has come alive. Water is clear, and the other day I read in the New York Times Louisiana had the clearest air in the world. Los Angeles. There was one day last week they had the cleanest air in the world, LA, Lee added. Despite his attempt to put a positive environmental spin on the coronavirus-related chaos, Lee did not seem enthralled by being under a lockdown order himself. I know I can't stay in long, but I made a movie called Do the Right Thing, Lee explained. On the hottest day in the summer, and I prayed to the Almighty God this can't be happening still in New York in July and August. I'm telling you. 8.5 people, 8.5 million and we're still inside in July and August. Oh my God. I don't know how that's going to work. While climate change appears to be the last issue on the minds of Americans who are struggling to stay afloat during the economic shutdown, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, led the failed Democrat effort of packing a coronavirus relief measure with a host of liberal wish list items, including Green New Deal initiatives unrelated to the crisis at hand.